What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Now, as you know, we're coming up on the Winter Olympics, and there's already this big stink about keeping the Russians out and the U.S. may boycott. And I think sports like science should be free from politics, but that's not the world that we live in. Interestingly enough, the European Union says that they are going to change the way athletes from the European Union member nations are being presented. And instead of having the French team and the Swiss team and the German team and the Italian team, the EU wants a single European Olympic team to get away from all this nonsense about national identity. And I imagine the teams will be very, very large. But you know, there really is nothing wrong with a national identity. Unless you're a globalist and you want that all to go away. So it's one planet, one throne, one private central bank. So they're getting into the politics of the Olympics again. Here's an interesting little story. You've all heard of the Southern Poverty Law Center. They list my website on their official list of websites you should never, ever, 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 ever look at, or your nose will fall off, of which I'm very proud, I might add. Apparently, over Christmas, their hate tracking system was tracking hashtags, hashtag Christmas, hashtag Merry Christmas, hashtag Jesus, and hashtag Christmas Eve. And according to the Southern Poverty Law Center, people using these hashtags, Merry Christmas, represent a range of extremists, from conspiratorial fringes of mainstream conservatism to outright white supremacists. Ooh, Christmas is bad. Christmas is bad. No, Southern Poverty Law Center, you're just trying to politicize it again. Over in Africa, as you know, Zimbabwe has been through some dramatic changes through the years. And one of the dramatic changes was that under President Robert Mugabe, white farmers were being kicked off their farms and the farms were being turned over to new black farm owners who, as it transpired, didn't have the knowledge and skill set to make the farms functional. So they basically just lay there fallow, not producing food, increasing the economic pressure in Zimbabwe. But under the new government of President Emmerson Mnangagwa, I think I got that right, they're reversing it. They're going back to the white farmers and saying, go home, the farm is back to being yours, get it up and running again. So a little bit of progress being made there. Okay, now, apparently London Mayor Sadiq Khan has reiterated that Donald Trump is not welcome to visit there and wants Trump to cancel the planned visit. Sadiq Khan is saying London is a beacon of tolerance, acceptance, and diversity, and for that precise reason, an official visit by the U.S. president would not be welcome. Well, here we have another example where somebody's out there talking about tolerance, acceptance, and diversity, as long as you don't disagree with me. Do you see the double standard that's on display there? Where is Sadiq Khan's tolerance of a different point of view? Where is Sadiq Khan's acceptance of the fact that other people will have different ideas? Where is Sadiq Khan's respect for diversity of intellectual approaches to different problems? And it's really becoming very obvious among the liberal snowflakes that they talk about tolerance and acceptance and diversity and love, but they don't practice it. Like the other day when I was making that comment about how we're being constantly exhorted to be respectful and accepting and tolerant of other religions like Judaism and Islam, and yet that same tolerance and acceptance is not being shown toward Christians. And I actually got an email from somebody saying, well, the reason for that is that Christian is such an exclusionary religion. because they claim to be the only way to heaven. Well, pretty much every religion claims that they're the path to whatever afterlife is being offered. But no, there's a clear bias there. Be accepting and open to Islam. Be accepting and open to Judaism. But those Christians, by golly, they're a problem. Southern Poverty Law Center says so. They're a bunch of extremists. The very obvious double standard there. Now, obviously, I'm not religious, Claire is. But it's like that old saying, I may not agree with what you're saying, but I will defend your right to say it. And I think that applies to religion as well. I don't want to see anybody's religion, being sort of excluded from this area of tolerance and acceptance. I don't think that's making things any better in the world. I think it's making them worse. All right, we're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliate who just rejoined our network here. Let me punch a few buttons, get things going. Over in Saudi Arabia, apparently they have released 23 of the Saudi oil billionaires who were arrested last November on corruption charges. And apparently 23 of them out of 200 reached basically settlement deals with the government, where they turned over a portion of their fortune to the government, which is cash-strapped, and now they've been set free. Some of the others are basically still making a decision. Some are actually going to go to trial because they think they're innocent of the corruption charges. What's interesting, of course, is they are being treated very well. They're being held at Riyadh's luxurious Ritz-Carlton Hotel. So it's not like they're enduring any real hardships, although there have been rumors of some physical abuse on some of the more recalcitrant individuals there. Now, I really did not want to get into the Las Vegas massacre again, but there's a lot of stuff going on, a lot of videos out there insisting that there's gunfire coming from here, from there, and everywhere. This story kind of stuck out, and I want to preface it with a reminder that not too long ago, it came on out, the Mandalay Bay Hotel had hired a public relations firm that was deliberately planting bizarre, nonsensical conspiracy theories all over the internet to muddy the discussion as to just what happened at the Mandalay Bay Hotel and that concert across the street. So now apparently there is a new documentary out, and I think they're trying to basically limit the damage because everybody is seeing all the signs of cover-up, 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 cover-up. The new documentary comes on out and says, yes, actually, there was a cover-up by the police, but only because the Mandalay Bay Casino paid the police to cover up certain aspects. So, yes, you are right. There's evidence of a cover-up, but there's nothing really important being covered up. It's just the Mandalay Bay protecting their reputation and not scaring the gamblers and tourists off to some other casino elsewhere on the Strip. That's the new spin that's being put on it. Yes, there was a cover-up. It doesn't mean anything. And if you believe that one, I have some of Saddam's nuclear weapons to sell you. Now, here's a good one, and even the corporate media was making a big deal about this. As you know, there was this horrible church shooting in Texas last month, 26 people killed. And the individual who did it should not have been allowed to have guns. And apparently part of the problem was that in his military service, it was determined that he was mentally unstable and dangerous. And somehow that information did not get into the national gun check system. This has now prompted three cities to sue the Department of Defense, arguing that many service members who are disqualified from gun ownership have not been reported to the national background check system. The cities are New York City, San Francisco, and Philadelphia. And they're saying that the military's broken system for relaying such information is what led to that shooting of 26 people in the Texas church. They're saying it's the fault of the Department of Defense. Situation normal, all fouled up. Now, I obviously am a supporter of the Second Amendment. I believe in gun rights. I believe in responsible, safe gun ownership and use. I believe in the right to self-defense of your home, of your person. I believe in the enjoyment and the benefits of sport shooting and hunting to put food on the table, which is something I actually grew up with as a kid. But I agree, there are some people who shouldn't be allowed to have guns. People with known mental issues, people on prescription antidepressants. I'm okay with that. Now, it looks like this big stink about sexual dalliances, if you will, is not going to go away anytime soon. And apparently there's been a big stink up in King County where they have basically arrested, shut down a sex trafficking operation. And in the process, they got hold of records of who the customers were of this sex trafficking operation. And apparently 67 of the emails were from Microsoft employee email accounts, 63 from Amazon, and dozens more from companies like Boeing, T-Mobile, Oracle, and other local Seattle tech firms. And apparently, this resulted in the arrest of 18 individuals, including high-level Amazon and Microsoft directors. Two have pled not guilty and are going to trial, which is set to begin in March. And as a result of the revelation of these Amazon and Microsoft directors being involved in sex trafficking or taking advantage of it, the sex trade, using trafficked individuals. So they release statements condemning sex trafficking. Yes, it's a bad thing, and that should make everything all better. Now, story coming out of the Daily Mail in Great Britain. And it's amazing where we have to go to Britain to read about this stuff. But apparently, Snowflake students are making a list, checking it twice. And they're basically making lists of trigger words and then demanding that books that have any of these trigger words are taken down from university libraries. This is from Higher Education Minister Joe Johnson. And the universities have warned institutions they have 4 months to clamp down on student zealots who restrict free speech on campuses, which is exactly what's going on. And when I posted this article about the snowflakes demanding books be removed for having just certain individual words, I paired it with a photo of the Nazi book burnings, because that's how that got started. Oh, there are certain words our people should not have to look at. All right. Now, here's where the snowflakes have really gone over the top. You're probably familiar with the movie It's a Wonderful Life. Stars Jimmy Stewart, directed by Frank Capra. Was all over the cable channels on the holiday season. And apparently, according to this writer over at CNN, it's inherently sexist. And it should be retired because it reinforces the idea of the man as head of the house and the woman as mother and housewife. Well, in the context of when the movie was made, that was the accepted norm. In fact, that was the induced norm. Let me tell you a little bit of a story here. We've all seen the poster of Rosie the Riveter working in the arms plants during World War II. And what happened was when World War II got really cranked up and all the men went off to fight, there was a huge propaganda campaign to convince women, your place is not in the home, in the kitchen. We need you in the factories. Come on over and get a job and have a taste of real money. And so during the war, women were in the factories building airplanes, loading munitions and all of that. Then the war was over. And the U.S. government had a problem because all of the surviving soldiers from the war zones were coming back home to go back to work. So they launched a propaganda campaign with TV shows and commercials that pushed that 1950s image of American home life. Father knows best. Leave it to Beaver. which sold that idea of the man was out there working and earning the money for the household, and the mother was staying at home taking care of the children and the house. So that's basically how that idea got sold. And now we have over at CNN where they're saying, well, we need to go back to something else here. Maybe they're getting ready as we get close to war. They're getting ready to resell women on the desirability of leaving home and children behind and going back into the bomb factories. So there we are. Now, this story actually started a little earlier in the week, but it's worth a mention now because of so much that is going on in our country that is the same. Apparently, over in the British National Archives, a massive amount of government documents have just gone away. Golly gee, they were here just a week ago, Governor. And apparently, there's a lot of documentation about the Falkland Islands War, the notorious Northern Irish Troubles. And apparently, it's come on out that civil servants have simply removed them from the National Archives, according to an investigation by The Guardian. And by odd coincidence, which means it's not a coincidence, the disappearance affects some of the most controversial parts of 20th century British history, namely papers concerning the Falkland Islands Wars and British colonial rule in Palestine. So the files have just walked on out. How 1984 can you get? Because if you remember, that was Winston Smith's job, was to erase or edit history to line it up with modern dogma. Now, hopefully you all had a very pleasant holiday dinner. But apparently Tesco had some kind of a major supply chain problem, because apparently their turkeys they sold for Christmas dinner were described by customers as rotten, rancid, tasting like acid and bleach. And they flooded social media with it. And a lot of customers just didn't even want to take a chance. And they just abandoned the turkeys and went to takeout or some other form of meal. But how do you make a goof that bad? How do turkeys that are that rancid get all the way through the supply chain without somebody noticing something about it? You have to be very careful. You have to be very careful, even here in the United States of America. Check the X dates, and even then, you can't be sure. Now, some products like canned fruit, canned vegetables will last beyond the X date or the best buy date. Meat and dairy products, not so much. And some markets have actually been caught simply changing the X date, add a few more days on there. So it's kind of weird to be living in a society where you feel like the places you do business with are your adversaries, where you've got to be on constant guard that you're not being sold something that will make you ill just for the sake of a fast buck. Now, apparently, Apple has been hit with a massive fine, $25,000 per day, over their part in the Qualcomm antitrust lawsuit. And apparently the judge imposed the fine out in San Jose, California. It's retroactive to December 16th and will remain in effect until December 29th, which is Friday. If Apple has not produced all the documents covered by an order issued in October, the fine will be increased. And Apple says it's going to appeal the ruling. And this is a case between the Federal Trade Commission against Qualcomm, who apparently is engaged in some very questionable practices to capture the lion's share of the smartphone market. We'll be back after these two words.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're talking about the Qualcomm case. And Qualcomm is based out of San Diego. They're declining comment on the case. But apparently, the issue is that Qualcomm has been imposing unfair licensing terms on the makers of smartphones. Okay, I'm getting a message from Mike in our control room. Somebody called in and was on hold. And unfortunately, they dropped. And Mike apologizes for not getting to the phone quickly enough, but he was doing something else. And so if you could call back on in. And again, for everybody, 800-313-9443. And I would appreciate some phone calls to help fill up the program today, because between Christmas and New Year's, there's not really a lot going on. Getting on back to Qualcomm, some of the established players in the high-tech industry have developed a certain degree of arrogance. Anybody who's had to deal with Microsoft knows exactly what I'm talking about. But it's good to see that somebody's finally trying to open things up for more competition, because competition is good. And what's really amazing is when I was in grade school, we were taught this. Competition drove down prices, drove up quality, and made for a better living experience in the United States. And today, the push is all to create monopolies, to create cartels that control the prices and drive prices up, and the quality of the products and services, just not really there. The attitude seems to be, you should just be glad you're getting anything from us. And it's especially true in the software industry, where software is just sent on out full of all kinds of problems. And they just wait for the end user to donate, volunteer their free time or their work time to identify the problems and send them on back. It's really not being handled in what I would consider a civilized manner. All right, going on here. Now, this is a good story. Somebody wrote me the other day saying, where's an up story? This one is really great. 12-year-old girl out in Colorado, Gitanjali Rao, and she's a science enthusiast, and she had been thinking about what happened in Flint, Michigan with the contaminated drinking water. Now, this is a 12-year-old kid, basically put together, invented a device, and it works in seconds. Just a little water sample tray, uses carbon molecules, and it plugs into a mobile app and will tell you if there's lead in the water in seconds instead of having to take the time to send water to a lab. And that, I think, is just amazing. And she's won all kinds of science fairs with it. And boy, I'm glad to see that. I'm glad to see that we do have young people in this country who are really getting to getting into science and developing new products that we can sell to the rest of the world and reverse the balance of trade. This ought to be encouraged. Okay, let's grab a phone call. Robert in New Jersey, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. I'm glad you're feeling better, and I hope your wife gets better soon. Okay.
Well, I just checked in with her, and, you know, she got the medicine that she needs, and hopefully she's going to start doing a lot better.
Okay. My industry was calling on researchers in the life science industry. Dr. Hagen was a vet up in Cornell Veterinary Medicine, School of Veterinary Medicine. Plum Island Animal Disease Center by the USDA preferred veterinarians to work there during the summer because they didn't take the vow of the oath of Hippocrates to do no harm. So Hagen saw about four cases a year of people who would come down with sheep shearer's disease. They would come down with anthrax. They would get the spores. He's the guy that turned it into the weaponized grade while at Plum Island Animal Disease Center. So it's the U.S. that developed that. And, of course, if I can hear the argument now, well, if we didn't do it, somebody else would have. But that's not the point. There was a book, I can't remember the author, called Lab 258, and it's all about some of the diseases that have come out of Plum Island, West Nile virus, Lyme disease, et cetera. And it's quite an informative book. That's all I have to say, Mike.
Well, thank you very much. My understanding is they've actually relocated that facility back onto the mainland. I mean, having it on an island was kind of a good, safe idea.
Yes, and even then, things still got off the island.
Well, yeah, that's going to happen. I mean, the reason that so many of these GMO companies have their test fields here in Hawaii is the theory that if they've made a mistake, it just stays here in Hawaii. But that's nonsense. When the first humans showed up in the islands, they were already completely overgrown with foliage and birds that were able to get here across an entire ocean. So this idea of water as a barrier, not really. It's not going to do that. Anyway, listen, Robert, we're going to let you go. We got to take another break for commercials. We got more callers waiting on the line when we come back from these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And we're going to go right to the telephones. Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike.
Hi.
Hey, Mike, before I talk about Syria, I just want to bring up everybody needs to watch It's a Wonderful Life, especially the bank run scene. Shows you how
yes.
the scam works. can't get any money because I don't have it. You know, Joe next door has got, you know, had to put an extension on a house, so I had to let him borrow your money. what a Ponzi scheme, you know? What a Ponzi scheme, Mike. Right in that movie, it shows you how it works, you know? Hey, Mike, on Syria, that... plane that got shot down. So, I mean, there's still remnants floating around. So that's going to be happening, you know. But, you know, they only have a certain amount of missiles left and armaments. So they'll be weeded out. You know, it's just going to take some time. It's just a shame, you know, that these elements are allowed to go back, like you said, into these areas if they can make it where the U.S., you know, is supporting them. You know, it's going to come a time when the Russians just say enough is enough. I mean, yeah.
Well, I think Putin would like to avoid that because he understands the long-term plan of the United States does include a war with Russia. The real issue is how many weapons are still being smuggled into these groups inside Syria. Obviously, if they're training on those U.S. bases and they're able to launch attacks from those U.S. bases, the U.S. could just be supplying them right there. And my understanding is the Syrian plane was actually shot down with anti-aircraft fire rather than a missile.
Was anti-aircraft fire? The pilot was killed, though, right, I believe?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's a shame. Remember what happened in Turkey when the plane got and they dragged the body around? And this is the elements that our government supports, these creatures, you know, these non-human. Hey, Mike, on that Russian bus, did you watch the video? I watched it a couple times. I just thought it was odd how it went from a standstill and he turned left and went down right down the stairs. I just couldn't. If he had a brain, I mean, it was just a weird way. The bus was already stopped, you know. I mean, it was just weird how it turned left and went right down the staircase like that. I just thought it was very odd.
It is very odd. And, of course, the driver, before the doctors said you can't talk to him anymore because he's got a brain hemorrhage, the driver said the controls just went crazy and the brakes wouldn't work. So my question is, does this bus have the same sort of computer system that we see in newer U.S. cars where it could have been hacked from outside over Wi-Fi or Bluetooth or who knows what? And
like Michael Hastings.
Yeah, like Michael Hastings.
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, I wouldn't put it past them, but it was a horrible video to watch, though. I mean, it was pretty bad, you know. I mean, it was, I think, only, what, 5 to 7 people died? Well, only. That's still a lot of people if you're one of them, you know.
But like, yes, it's 5 to 7 people too many.
Yeah, but good thing that had that low-hanging concrete overpass there. It kept the bus from actually going down any further. So that was a good thing that was there. If it wasn't, it would have went all the way down the that was down to the train tunnel, right? Yeah, it would have been a far down way to go, you know. All right, man. Mike, thanks a lot. Have a good show.
All right, thanks an awful lot. And we're going to switch over to Dave in Missouri. Aloha, Dave. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, aloha and howdy, Mike. God bless you. I hope you had a great Christmas.
Thank you. I did. We did.
How's Claire feeling today? I haven't been watching you live. You probably already covered this. Is she doing better?
Well, we're both doing better. Claire, it's just taking a lot longer for her, and the problem is she's got a severe cough. It is not pneumonia. We had her to the doctors this morning, mostly she's coughed so hard she's actually torqued her back, and that in turn is making it very hard for her to sleep. So the doctor prescribed some muscle relaxants and things to just kind of get her to relax, and hopefully we can get some sleep tonight, because we haven't gotten much sleep in the last 48 hours.
I understand, sir. Let her know that there's a lot out here in the Rivero listening audience who have her in their thoughts and prayers, and you too, sir. I want to touch a few points, and I'm going to get to some. Let me just say this. I'm in San Antonio today, and I spent a week in Connecticut. Got to take my lovely bride to New York City for the first time. We rode the train in to see Rockefeller Center. We were broke down in Connecticut. Made the best of it. Today I'm in San Antonio, and it was warmer in Connecticut last week than it is in San Antonio. This weather is strange, man, really strange. I left her at home because she was sick too, and so I'm out here on the road with myself. But I want to touch a couple of points, and then I want to come to something that was a little contentious between us the last time, because I was rushed, and you were low on time. It wasn't your fault. You were low on time. I called in at the wrong time, just like I did now. I wanted to call in before Dustin, the New Jersey Devil, got on, because I'd love to hear his comments about what I'm going to bring up. I love to hear Dustin. He's such a smart kid. He might not be a kid, but I just think the world of him. But how about Trump's executive order freezing the assets of, you know, corporations, foundations? I love that word in there. Individuals. Man, my word is that the D.C. lobbyists are like having to change their underwear every 2 hours. And, you know, the Podesta group is gone. You know, Trump's not given enough credit for just scaring these people to death. Do you think it could possibly be that what you and I, you know, would never have believed would happen in our lifetime could happen, and the Clintons might just see justice in 2018?
Well, obviously, I would like to see that happen after what the Clintons did to Claire and I 24 years ago. The issue here is Trump needs the cooperation of his administration to carry out the executive order. And he could run into the same degree of bureaucratic resistance that John F. Kennedy did when John F. Kennedy wrote an executive order basically breaking the Central Intelligence Agency up and moving covert paramilitary operations back over to the Department of Defense. And that executive order was simply never carried out because nobody who was along that chain of command wanted it to happen. So it's like I said earlier in the program, it sounds good. It reads good. It would, in fact, bear on the Uranium One sale. But I'm not going to get excited until I actually see something happen, like handcuffs around Hillary Clinton's wrists.
Well, we've lived long enough to know that you don't you don't eat the turkey before it's baked. My great fear is that the next generation is going to see what has been shown to us, which is, yeah, these people are above the law. They're better than you. You better drive 55. You better pay your taxes. You better walk in line, but these folks just get to slaughter and maim and rape at will. Brings me up, I'm sure you probably heard this. I love what Ron Paul had to say. Hey, you think the architects of the welfare, warfare economy aren't also rapists? What's wrong with you? Maybe there's context finally coming to this where people who have lived their lives by morality and tried to dot the I's and cross the T's, not because we had to do it. We could have stolen from Walmart. We could have shoplifted everywhere we went. We could have skated on our taxes. But because we had values and we believed that it was important to contribute to the country and set an example for our children to be loving neighbors. Man, it would just be so cool if that could finally be vindicated and justified rather than see the thieves win every single time and skate away with all the money, and political power. What about QAnon, man? I am a hillbilly, so riddles kind of befuddle me. I don't have a lot of time for that. But I've been studying into this some lately, and it just seems like there is a deep source that's trying to telegraph that something real is going down behind the scenes, and it could come all at one time. I don't know. I haven't heard you talk about that, but, I don't get to listen all the time. What's your view on QAnon?
I haven't paid that much attention to QAnon, and I tend not to pay attention to very vague suggestions that something might be getting ready to happen. I really take the position of, when it happens, then we'll deal with it, because we have seen too many times where online trolls and propagandists and outright hoax websites, of which there is a growing number, will come on out and tease and say something like, one of the latest was George Soros suffered a heart attack. Completely false,
yeah.
Completely false.
Heard
just
it.
Put out there to get everybody confused. So again, going back to Donald Trump's executive order, it reads really well. If it can be implemented and directed against those who really are corrupt, it would be a good thing. But again, because Trump is surrounded by people who like things just the way they are, we may see absolutely nothing come of it. And so I'm not going to get excited until we do see something come of it.
No, I hear you, man, and I think the same way. I'm so tired of being teased and lied to. I'm an Arkansas boy. I've seen this go on forever, where they just blame their opponents for what they do and skate because all the press, all the media tells their lies. This has gone on forever. I would like to think that for my grandchildren's sake, eventually truth and justice will prevail. Now, Mike, this is where I'm going to get into a topic here where we kind of had a little controversy last time, and I didn't mean to throw it out as harsh as I did, but I was under time constraints and had to be quick. And if that's the case today, I just want to try to make a point. Now, I have a son and a nephew serving in Osan, South Korea, in the Air Force.
Yes.
My son My son gets out in March. He's been there now for 3 years. He has a four-year-old little boy. He's been able to see him one time in the last 3 years. The only way the little boy knows his daddy is through FaceTime. And communications have been weirdly disrupted between South Korea military folks and their families over the last month or so. He's even having trouble getting through that way. Now he's supposed to get out in March, and I have good. I've got a lot of connections. I'm no spring chicken. I've been around the block, and I've heard from several places that Trump has designs, if he hasn't already signed an order, to perhaps attack preemptively North Korea in February, a month before my son could get out of there. Now I am praying to the Almighty God that that doesn't happen, not just for my son, for everyone else. I don't really believe in the North Korea nuclear threat, but I do know they have, what is it, like a million artillery pieces? If they get 10% of those rounds off toward Oshan, my son won't even know what hit him, or so many other boys. And so what if North Korea gets spooked into reacting preemptively because of all our warmongering? Could you blame them? But, you know, there's those of us who have children in the way, and they didn't sign up because they wanted to commit atrocities around the world. My son was 17 when he signed up. He had no concept of that. You know, I mean, he thought he was serving his country, thought he was doing a dignified, noble thing, as they all get conned into. And then they find out the realities. So where we had contention last time is that you had a caller who made a point that kind of blowing up China. Well, now this is the point that I want to try to make, Mike. In the late 1980s, there were public reports in the press, China's economy was so failed that their military was in dire straits. The children in Tiananmen Square, they had to bring the tanks in to put them down. I mean, there were reports they had like boots for every other soldier, a gun for every third, four bullets per gun. They had no Air Force, no Navy. Then Bill Clinton was elected, normalized trade with communist China. Walmart moved in. Everything suddenly is made in China. And now all the money that used to be for our middle class supporting our industrial base is used to develop the Chinese state. That's a good thing. But also, I mean, so long as it benefits the Chinese people, but also the Chinese military and backdoor financed North Korea. And so my point was, I don't really believe China is a communist nation. I believe China is a true fascist nation because they are owned essentially, they're financed by Western corporations like Walmart, Walmart Shoppers, who otherwise would have collapsed. You know, communism was pronounced dead at the fall of the Berlin Wall, and China was on the ropes until normalized trade and Western capital flooded in to save that regime, who does still, by the way, just last month, busted another underground church seizing illegal Bibles. Man, that whole kind, I mean, just that phrase, illegal Bibles, come on. It's not our values that are paid for when you're supporting the communist regime of China, even though my argument is they're not so much communist as fascist, but who's to say we're not? And yeah, I mean, sure, we're guilty of many sins too, but I I'm not here to try to pick a fight with you, but my whole thing has been that American consumers and, you know, the middle class has been duped into financing communist China, who has become a military threat that could rival us one day, and finance North Korea, who is now, you know, we're rattling our saber again, and could legitimately threaten the lives of many of our boys, like my son, the most precious creature you ever met, greatest gift to God I ever had.
Okay, let me cut in here yes, for a minute, because we've only got about 2 minutes till the next commercial break. First of all, the American people weren't duped into supporting the buildup of China. It came about simply because our government created laws which allowed American corporations to offload their manufacturing to China, where the manufacturing costs were going to be cheaper. And the fact that China prospered from it was the inevitable result of that. I don't think there was any other motive behind that. But yes, China took the money and they've built up not just their military, but their infrastructure. They're just now completing the world's largest radio telescope. It dwarfs the one down there in Arecibo.
I heard that news.
And
yeah,
so
I heard that news.
They're prospering because they are a manufacturing economy. And,
But is that beneficial? Has that ultimately been beneficial to the American way of life, the middle class, our industrial base, our infrastructure, our grandchildren? So my whole thing is that, yeah, they were duped because they didn't think, okay, if my money is no longer circulating in my hometown in these factories who used to produce the merchandise that I purchased in my locally owned store, and if that money is now gone and vacant and sent to China, has this ultimately, you know, I mean, to me, it has always been economic treason, and, you know, and I just don't see...
I actually agree with you. And unfortunately, I am going to have to say goodbye because we got to do a commercial break and we've got other callers waiting on the line.
God bless you. God bless Claire. Happy New Year to your audience. And please pray that sanity can somehow rule the day in 2018. God bless you, Mike.
Definitely on that last one. All right. Thank you for the phone call. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go back to the telephones. Mark in North Carolina, aloha. Thank you for waiting patiently. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Mike? Mike,
you doing okay?
Oh, by the way, my best wishes to Vera. Hope she feels better.
Could you speak a little louder, please?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, you are. Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm saying my best wishes to Clara. Okay, I hope she feels better. I'm just wondering what's going on in Donald Trump's mind right now. He gets us into another war. And I'm not even talking about, God forbid, a war with Russia and China, which would probably result in, there wouldn't be a next election. There probably wouldn't be a world left. But just to get another ground war, maybe in Korea or in Syria or anywhere else like that, doesn't he realize any chance he has of being reelected in 2020 goes right out the window? And doesn't he understand that, people voted for him, most of us, we don't want this. This is the last thing I wanted. I voted for the man because I figured he wasn't a globalist. I figured he wasn't going to get us into more wars. And instead,
He campaigned on that. He said no more foreign interventions.
I think he's just got I don't know if it's the wrong advisors, but that's his own fault for hiring those type of people. He should have hired first of all, he should have never gotten rid of General Flynn. Flynn wouldn't let this go on, I don't think. Flynn understood a lot of stuff. He understood that we armed the terrorists, that we actually started ISIS. As I say, Obama and Hillary were actually the mother and father of ISIS. But he's just going, he's getting these neocons in there. They give him advice. And, if we get in a war in Korea, for instance, this would be bloody. Because even without China or Russia getting involved, we're talking about, they're tough. Koreans are tough. Both the North and the South are tough. And they're not just going to be pushovers and say, we drop a few bombs on them and that's it. They're heavily dug into tunnels. I was watching on a History Channel yesterday. Not a History Channel, an American Hero Channel, which is really an offshoot of the History Channel. And it was showing it about Iwo Jima and how we pounded Iwo Jima with air power and naval power. Thought that nothing could really survive that. It happened again, I believe, in Iwo Jima. Not Iwo Jima,
yes.
In Okinawa. Okay? But the Japanese were dug in. They were well dug in. And the Vietnamese were like that also. They knew how to dig into mountains. They knew how to dig into jungles. They knew how to build good tunnels. So it's going to take more. That means infantry will have to go in. I don't think we have enough troops right now to fight a war like that. By the way, I sympathize with that man who called you before. My son joined the Air Force a couple of years after 9/11. As soon as he graduated high school, and I kind of supported him at the time. Because I still believed in it was not a false flag; it was real. But
okay,
I kept
Mark, I'm going to have to put you on hold. We've got to do a station identification. Don't hang up. We're going to come back to you after these words from our sponsors, and we've got another caller waiting after you. And thank you, caller, for being patient. We'll get to you as soon as we can. We'll be right back.
Love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStreamLive is always on 24-7 with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.